There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, the really excellent testimony by Kyle Tasker. He's a state representative who actually committed civil disobedience inside the State House legislative office building here in New Hampshire a couple weeks ago. The video's up now over at freekeen.com. We'll play the audio here in a little bit. Plus, dancing got two teenagers suspended at a dance. So dancing at a dance, at a school dance, apparently was a suspendable activity. And it didn't, from what I understand, it didn't have to do with the way they were dancing. Because some people are critical of, like, the style of dancing, like grinding or whatever it is that the kids supposedly do today. We can get into that. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Derek J. has that story. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Tom. He's on the line in California via Skype. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Tom?
Well, I'm calling to participate in a discussion about who should be allowed to vote.
Okay, sure. Because Mark said last hour, for our listeners just tuning in, Mark said that he doesn't think so-called stupid people should be allowed to vote. He also doesn't think uninformed people should be allowed to vote.
But I repeat myself.
Well, I'm uninformed on some stuff, but I don't think I'm stupid.
I think we're all uninformed on some things.
Well, there you go. There's my segue. Because are you guys aware that the Founding Fathers originally had it set up so that only property owners could vote?
Yeah. White 21-year-old males that owned property.
Well, I don't think, no, it wasn't reduced to white 21-year-old males. But if you were a property owner, you could vote. And I think that makes a whole lot of sense. Property owners have skin in the game. They care about their community. They're not going to pick up and leave tomorrow. You know, they're there, and they're part of the community.
So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a terrible proposal, I guess, if you're going to restrict voting to have people that have a lot of skin in the game. I guess I understand where you're
but
coming from.
What are you going to do, have somebody out there from the Register of Deeds making sure that everybody's really a property owner that's coming through?
Well,
no, you send the ballot to property owners. You already have a list for the tax rolls of property owners.
What if I want to divvy up my property into tiny little parcels and sell that off? Will there be a minimum size that the property has to be?
That's not going to work here in California. On the property I live on, it's 160-acre minimum. So
that's fine.
You're not going to be able to make the property parcels.
What if the property is owned by a trust or a corporation, but you live on it and you own the trust or corporation?
There's a good reason to own your property yourself and not put it into a trust, isn't it?
If you're a nationally syndicated talk show host, you might get some visitors at your house.
With a restriction you don't support on voting there, Mark.
Just pointing.
Hey, thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
I understand that voting is a statistically insignificant act. If I was restricted from voting, it wouldn't make... And I am in the state of Florida.
You're willing to spend all kinds of time and other people's money on restricting that insignificant act.
No, I'm talking about singularly for me. Whether I vote or not vote is statistically insignificant. However, if a percentage of people who are uninformed are not able to vote because they can't pass a U.S. citizenship test, even though they were born in the United States.
Can you pull up the citizenship test? Maybe we can actually get some of the questions. I'm just curious to know what sort of things they ask on there. Let's go to Rick, listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Yes, hi. Calling from Montana. How are you tonight?
Well, it's just splendid. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. Last week, I've been listening to your podcast for years.
Oh,
normally,
great.
I don't listen live, and I've never called in before. But Mark and Cantwell really had me storming mad last Thursday.
What about?
I mean, I felt like I was listening to Fox News. I really did. I mean... It sounds so prejudicial. It was ridiculous. And
really?
Not only
the
that,
issue. It's the voting, I assume.
It was the voting issue.
Yeah.
Yes,
now, I did point out that restrictions as far as tests on voting have a very unpleasant history more than
you
once.
You do sound prejudiced against uninformed people.
Oh, I am prejudiced against uninformed people.
Well, it wasn't
I don't think
only against uninformed people last week. It was against women. It was against people of color.
What?
Really? Yeah, when he was talking about the test that they used to give down south for people of color. You know, how about this suggestion? Anyone convicted of taking another life can't vote anymore.
That's the truth in Florida and several other states.
Well, maybe it should be.
What was it that Mark said? I mean, you're saying
you're making a claim that I do not believe that I made some kind of bigoted and prejudicial statement.
I don't think Mark is a racist. I would be shocked to hear.
Well, I'm not. I should apologize. I'm not calling you a racist. But a lot of times, Mark, when you're speaking, you come off as being a prejudicial person.
I don't know what you're talking about. I need an example.
Well, the example last week I can give is when you and Cantwell were both talking about people who shouldn't be voting down, and you talked about the test that they used to give down south, how difficult and stupid the test was.
He talked about that tonight, and he was talking about it as a historical example. I don't think he was talking about it because he was advocating that a test only be given to black people. I don't think that's what you were saying, Mark, was that in the past there was a test given in some parts of the South specifically to black people to try to keep them out of voting, and it was written in a way that no one could pass this test. That's what you were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the idea of everyone having to take this citizenship test that people coming to this country have to take, if you've ever looked at that test, 90% of U.S. citizens would not be able to pass that test.
I'm
a very well-educated person. And so, you know, I believe taking anyone's vote away is ripping them off.
If you're going to take away somebody's ability to vote, then you should also make sure they don't have to pay taxes, I think. Thank you for the call, Rick. I appreciate it. Then you, Mark, can have your own little voting system with all your buddies or whoever it is that would qualify, and you guys can pay all the taxes. That sounds like a good deal. I'd be happy to opt out at that point.
I'm fine with that, too. Let me, let me secede. It won't be a problem at all.
Examples of these questions.
What's the supreme law of the land?
There are no supreme law of the land. It's the men in charge who are the law of the land. They do whatever they want.
You're
disqualified.
What do you think the answer to the question is?
Probably the Constitution.
Okay. This one I think is probably pretty difficult for anybody. By the way, you can get it in audio if you can't see it. Just proving that they've got it. They're letting anybody take a shot. What does the Constitution do? I think harder. I don't think that's.
Is this an essay question?
Supposed to restrict the
very short essay.
Restrict the powers of the federal government.
It says here sets up the government, defines the government, protects basic rights of Americans. I guess that would be the Bill of Rights. I don't know if that qualifies as the Constitution. I mean, it's amendments to the Constitution.
Okay.
So both of these questions and answers have not been accurate. By my definition.
Oh, please.
No, really. I mean, let's be real.
If a libertarian walks in and takes these essay questions, he'll be disqualified.
If a libertarian walks in, he knows the answers to the questions. I mean,
okay.
The supreme law of the land.
Yeah, I want another one.
Is the Constitution. There's really no arguing about that. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. What are the first three words?
I have no idea.
The first three words of the Constitution of the United States of America?
I guess we the people, but I thought that might have been the Declaration of Independence.
No,
I have no idea.
No. We the people.
What's that have to do with self-government?
That's what they claim. That wasn't really the question. The question is, period, what are these first three words?
Okay. I could have guessed that one.
Yeah. Okay. What is an amendment?
That's something that the Congress passes to change the Constitution.
A change.
Okay.
Or an addition. Both of those are acceptable. Oh, by the way, the previous ones were acceptable, too. So it sets up the government. I guess this is ORS. Sets up the government, defines the government, protects basic rights of Americans. So you could have answered any of
those.
How
many times do you get to retake the test in your little fantasy world, Mark, if you botch it up once?
I don't really know that.
As many tries as you want.
See, this is one of the things that really confused me about taking my driver's license test when I did it when I was 16 years old or whatever. Is there are people in there, you could take it several times in a day, more than one time in a day.
Not when I took it.
Yeah, you could your the written, I can tell you that.
No, not when I took it. Well, maybe they changed it. We're coming up here, 855, 450, free, because I failed the written one.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here to bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. We give them away. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going and shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com.
ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Whether it's Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin, whatever your preference is, they're all available over there at ExpressCoin.com, including a few others. It's fast, safe, easy, inexpensive. Really, when it comes to getting cryptocurrencies, ExpressCoin.com has the lowest of fees. As a matter of fact, you can forego all the fees if you use coupon code FTL and you order less than $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency at ExpressCoin.com. That's no fee at all if you use coupon code FTL and you purchase less than $40 worth. So you can use a money order or a check to order from ExpressCoin.com. I've done business with them. Ian, you have too?
Oh, yes. Yep. And will again.
You just start it all off at ExpressCoin.com, whether in the U.S. or Canada. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. It's ExpressCoin.com and use coupon code FTL.
All right, let's continue here. Still to come, the dancing, the two guys dancing at a local or a school dance got them suspended. We'll explain more about that here. Derek J has the story. Plus, still to come, the video footage from Kyle Tasker's epic testimony in front of the Criminal Justice Committee here in New Hampshire, which essentially was civil disobedience. We'll explain that as well. But first, Von Newcomb is on the line listening in Springfield. I love that name, Von Newcomb.
That's good.
Did your mom give that name to you?
Actually, no, she didn't. She gave me a bastard name, so I changed it.
That's a pretty cool name. Are you related to Duke Newcomb?
No, but all my friends tell me I look like him.
All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, I know this is a little off, you know, off into left field, but I was getting into a conversation with a friend of mine, and I couldn't seem to shake his stance that intellectual property is a necessity in order to facilitate innovation, and his premise is that if you don't protect people's ideas, that people won't have any incentive to create these ideas because somebody else, you know, because there's always going to be that fear that somebody else can do it cheaper and with higher quality.
That was my dispute when it came to the intellectual property debate.
Sounds good on its face.
Yeah, I mean, you know, why would people do things if you don't put incentives in front of them? And the fact is that humans operate from all kinds of different incentives. I'm not claiming that there's no such thing as intellectual property. I think that does exist, and I think that there would be protections for intellectual property in a free market system. I would say, however, that the government has no business being involved in that, because what it ends up being is a sort of a world police force for the rich, and I'm not really interested in that one. However, you know, usually when people make this claim, you end up running them into a corner. So you'll say things like, well, in the clothing industry, you can do anything you want. If, you know, some wild clothes fashionista guy creates or gal creates, you know, a really beautiful dress within months, weeks, somebody's copied it, you know, if it's popular, somebody's copied it and put it out at a much lower price with a different label on it. The one exception to that is a name brand. So if it's covered in, like, Gucci G's or something like that, you can't copy that because that's their logo. But you can copy a logo, but you, I'm saying, logos are protected, but the cut of fabric is not protected. So
the colors, the way it's cut, the way it's right. Put together, the way it's sewn, all of that.
All these things. You can do, the companies make a business out of just making, you know, copies of other people's successful work in that industry. But somehow or another, the fashion industry continues to roll on, and people, without the incentive of intellectual property, continue to innovate. There's industries, plenty other industries that it's like this, too. And
Dr. Mary Ruart gives good examples on this, too, from an industry that at one time did not have this protection but does now. And, of course, she's talking about the pharmaceutical business, wherein I think she gives the example of, like, Bayer aspirin, for instance, that aspirin. Anybody can make aspirin today, right? There's a certain time limit on those patents that they expire, right? That's why they have generic drugs that are available in the marketplace. And, of course, aspirin, whatever, if there ever was a patent on it, has expired
all
a long time ago. But I think her point was that there never was. What happened was Bayer was the first to market. And because they were first to market, they got name brand recognition out of that. That has sort of carried with them for a long, long time. Bayer is one of those names that's synonymous with aspirin.
Most of the costs of getting a drug to market are intellectual property costs and FDA
hiring
costs.
Lawyers.
Yeah, they're government costs and not the cost of research and development, because that's the next thing he's going to trot out. And it's a good thing to point out is that there's a cost in research and development for new drugs, but companies are willing to bear those because they did in the past, and they were able to get things to market, and they were able to make plenty of money doing it, and then people would copy them.
If they release the product, release a drug to market, and if a competing company can go in, reverse engineer it, and then copy it the next day, the idea generally would be, well, that would be a disincentive. But what you're saying, Mark, is they're spending so much money on the applications, the lawyers, and the challenges, and all of the nonsense that surrounds patenting, that if they could take that money and actually invest it in research and development instead, they would be able to come up with the next greatest thing as well, and the next one after that, and actually focus on making drugs or making whatever their product happens to be, rather than focusing on legal stuff and liabilities and lawsuits. And isn't that what we'd prefer companies be doing, is focusing on what they're good at, and that's making things? But yeah, that does mean that competition would be increased, and that's a good thing too, isn't it? Having the
drives innovation,
right? Knowing that your competitors are constantly nipping at your heels, rather than knowing that you've got 15 years with drugs? I don't even know.
It's 17.
Yeah, knowing that you've got a couple decades to just sit back.
That's not even it, though. Then they reformulate after the 17 years. They do something. They change it slightly chemically, and then they trot out basically the same drug with a different name and slightly different chemical makeup, and then they essentially don't put the stuff out anymore. That's where the generics come from.
Von Nukem?
Yo.
Anything else you want to share?
Well, I mean, these are valid points, don't get me wrong, but in this guy's case, he's like personally invested in an invention, right? And
and
it's not anything complicated like a pharmaceutical drug. It's much more simple. Like if you guys have ever like fooled around with tabletop gaming, it's a special type of laser pointer. Okay, so this isn't rocket science or you know, like crazy, you know, milligram computations on pills or anything.
Does this guy own any patents already?
No, he has filed for his patent.
Well, I wish him luck in making millions and millions of dollars on a slightly modified laser pointer. But, I have a doubt as though he's going to retire on that.
Yeah. The other thing you got to watch out for are the what they call the patent trolls. These are attorneys who will come in and take advantage of poor inventors who really they're just trying to make a break. They're trying to get out there, get their product out there, and they essentially buy their idea from them in very sneaky ways, and then they sit on them. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Thanks, Von Nukem.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want, whether it's intellectual property or discussing things we've already talked about here tonight. The toll-free number again, 855-453. One of those was requirements to vote. Mark was proposing a much more stringent requirements, meaning that people would have to pass some kind of a test, some sort of knowledge test. So anything you want to discuss here with you tonight in the studio, you've got me, Ian, Derek J.
And Mark.
Oh, yeah, you're here, too.
Yeah, it's not some sort of knowledge test, by the way. It's the U.S. citizenship exam.
So what? Anyway, more on here on the way about whatever you want to discuss. But Derek J., you've got a website. It's derekj.me for our listeners who would like to know more about you and what you're up to. What will they find over at derekj.me right now?
Well, right now they'll see a video of me attending a school board meeting and walking around all inside of a public school, which I think is pretty unique. I mean, have you been able to walk around a public school? Most of the time, they'll throw you right out, especially if you're walking with a video camera. And I am banned from this school, so it's very unique.
You're banned on weekdays, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., if your ban is the same as mine.
Yeah, it is. And I went and I said hi to some bureaucrats, and that some people were very friendly, others stiffed me. They really? Just said nothing. It was it's an interesting experience anytime you get to bring a video camera into these allegedly public places. So, you can see that, and you can also see Freedom Fiends and Cop Block Radio, and I do a bunch of other podcasts pertaining to Bitcoin. Issues of freedom. Yeah.
So very cool stuff. A lot of it, all of it actually is free. And, of course, you accept contributions, correct?
Bitcoin? Of course, yes.
Bitcoin I only? Bitcoin.
Still Bitcoin only, yeah.
Okay.
except for my one fundraiser. I'm taking the local Keene police to the Supreme Court here in New Hampshire. And for that, I do accept dollars.
And that's all over at DerekJ.me. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-453. You know, our last caller brought up, I think, a good issue, which we haven't really talked about in quite a while, this question about patents. And he's got an inventor friend who has some kind of a laser invention that he says isn't particularly, you know, something that couldn't easily be copied or whatever. Not that it's that hard for a pharmaceutical company to reverse engineer somebody else's pharmaceutical and then copy that. So I think
why get a patent on it then? Why bother? So you can rake in some profits for the next 10 years? It's like, oh, I really deserve these profits. Like, if I could just get government to tell people they're not allowed to copy what I've produced, then I'll get all sorts of money. I mean, that just sounds like unfair.
Well, it would seem, so when I was in school, a friend of mine was, liked to draw cars.
Yeah.
And he sent pictures of his cars to car manufacturers.
Cool.
They sent him checks.
Awesome.
Just because.
Really?
Yes, really. They just liked it. Huh. And, I mean, to get something to market, coming up with the idea is only a small part of what it is. So,
manufacturing and marketing.
He'd be better off going to somebody who's going to manufacture laser pointers and saying, hey, I have an idea for a laser pointer that I believe is going to make, make some money for you and, sign non-competes or whatever it is that one does and get that idea in front of them and see whether they want to put it out there. Rather than sort of, the whole patent thing.
My point is, if you need governments to restrict creators from making a similar idea and you want those people to be punished, then your idea is probably not that good.
Well, no, I disagree entirely. But let's talk about...
No, they're just living in an old paradigm, that's all. I mean, they're living in the paradigm
They're
that...
not, though. I mean, hold on just a second. We use inventions every single day that somebody invented and doesn't get credit for. How come Arg or Tharg, who invented the wheel, doesn't get... how come all his descendants or her descendants, whoever it was that invented the wheel, how come we, their descendants, all don't get a check every time somebody uses a wheel every day? Well, because it's Arg and impossible. Patents are completely arbitrary. We're just saying, oh, for this period of time, you have a monopoly on this particular idea because you were the first one to file a piece of paper on it. And remember that somebody's filed a piece of paperwork for a crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwich for patents. I mean, patents are just a bunch of hooey. They're the worst and most complicated bad laws that we have in this country.
Yeah, but you can see that clearly. But the inventors, many of the inventors don't see it that way because they are of this old mindset that, oh, well, in order for me to be a successful inventor, I need to have the government protect my invention so people can't infringe upon it. That doesn't mean, Derek J., that they're necessarily they've got a poor idea. It just means the idea of patents is a bad idea, but they don't realize that. They think that's the only legitimate way to protect their ideas from being lifted by other organizations. But what they don't realize is that it's actually patent law that can screw them over in some ways. So I touched on the patent trolls at the very end of the last segment. I think it's worth expounding upon a little bit. Remember, Mark, years ago we heard about one of these, there was this company that would advertise on the radio, and I don't remember what they were called, but it was like, inventors, call us up for your free patent advisory kit. And then you'd call up this number, and this company would send this info to you, and they'd get you all hyped up about, we think you've got a great idea. You should come call our marketing team, and we'll pitch this out at these different shows, like trade shows. They'd go to, conventions. They'd set up a booth and pitch your idea to different manufacturers. Was what they were pitching to inventors. And, this sounds like an easy system. You plug and you play. The inventors don't have the connections, but this company does. So the inventor would say, oh, well, great. I'd be happy to do that. How do we work on this? And so they'll say, all right, well, it costs money to market an idea over at these trade shows. Like, we got to buy a booth. We got to hire some pretty girls to go and pitch this. And so it's going to be $8,000. We're going to need $8,000 from you to do this. I think we actually had somebody call who gave us all this info because they'd been through through this before, if I'm recalling correctly. This was years ago. And so you pay these inventors who, you know, these are guys working out of their garage. They don't have a whole lot of money. And
but
so
most people can come up with $8,000 if they have to.
They're scraping. They're calling the family. Yep. They're calling grandma. They're calling mom. They're calling everybody to try to get together $8,000.
Yeah, this is my $1 million idea.
This is my chance.
Yeah.
Right? And so they, you know, send the company $8,000. And then the company, you know, purportedly goes to these trade shows and they market the name. They come back later and they say, you know, sorry, Derek, it didn't work out. We didn't get any bites, and I'm sorry, but we just got nothing out of that. Nobody, none of these manufacturers. And you're like, oh, my God, that was my life savings. What do I do now? I mean, I thought this was going to be $8,000, and my invention didn't get picked up. So then what the company does is they say, look, tell you what, we'll go ahead and refund you the money if you will just sign over ownership of your invention to us.
Whoa.
And, of course, at that point, the inventor is, well, they're out $8,000 and they don't want to look back.
Well, they'll only get a portion of the money back, by the way. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I don't remember if it was all or a portion, but whatever, some amount.
And they're probably thinking, like, hey, if this takes off, I can still tell my friends, you know, hey, that was my idea and look maybe how successful it is.
Or maybe they just think it's not going to take off.
Yeah. Because,
well, it didn't work out at the trade shows and I'm out $8,000. I can recoup $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 if I just sign on this dotted line here. Okay, I'll sign it away to you guys. Good luck. And the inventor walks away feeling... but also with a little bit more of their money back in their pocket, so not feeling like they've been totally screwed over. And then this patent company then has subsumed ownership of the idea, and either they sit on it and do nothing with it, or they actually thought it was a good idea in the first place, and then they properly market the idea and then, you know, make money on it.
Or they just hold on to it and sue people who get something close to it.
Who use the same idea, right, which is kind of the classic definition of a patent troll, a company that sits on a bunch of patents until they see somebody violating it, and then they go after those folks, like they did with Adam Carolla recently for the podcast technology.
Yeah, just the idea of a podcast. Ridiculous.
So that's one way. That's one way that we've heard about that inventors, you know, these wide-eyed thinkers who are just, they're out there coming up with good ideas. They don't know how the business world works or, you know, marketing and all this. And so they get screwed by these lawyers who are essentially using patent law to screw over the guys with the good ideas. That's terrifying.
Yeah, patent law is a morass of just evil, burbling soup. I mean, just stay away from that stuff, I think. I mean, I think it can be used in certain circumstances for your benefit. But you got to be very careful. Advocating for this stuff is advocating for IP lawyers.
Yeah, those are the people making the real money on patents, that's for sure. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Cannabis civil disobedience happened inside the State House for the first time that I am aware of. First time of any civil disobedience that I am aware of. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll give you the audio of it here in a little bit. Plus, illegal dancing. It's in the news again. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Congress is given legislative power by Article 1 of the Constitution. Congress's powers are limited, but they are vitally important. Congress can tax, raise an army, pass immigration laws, but if a power isn't listed or clearly indicated by the Constitution, Congress may not act. The 10th Amendment reiterates this point. Powers not delegated by the Constitution remain with the states or with the people. This fact may often be difficult to see given the powers Congress claims for itself. Consider interstate commerce. Congress does regulate it, but they have interpreted this power so broadly that they now strictly control transactions that aren't interstate or commerce. That's not what our nation's founders intended. It's not even in the text of the Constitution. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and join us in real life at the Liberty Forum. It's coming up. It's actually going to be March 5th through the 8th. That's a Thursday through Sunday. And it's happening in Manchester this year. Previously, in previous years, it was in Concord the first year. Then it went to Nashua for several years. And now it's moving to Manchester in the biggest hotel, the largest convention space. This is the premier Liberty convention, not just in New Hampshire, but I would say worldwide. It's a great time. Hundreds of Liberty-oriented folks all hanging out in the same hotel together. Right in the dead of winter here in New Hampshire, and it is fun. I've really enjoyed being at the Liberty Forum every single year, and we have the pleasure of broadcasting live from the event. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. In fact, Derek J., I believe you'll be broadcasting live.
Yes, I will.
Doing Flaming Freedom at Liberty Forum this year.
A very special show.
I don't remember if Flaming Freedom was ever live at Liberty Forum. Maybe it was at some point in the past.
I don't believe so, no. This will be a very new type of episode.
Yes, it certainly will. And so you can come out, see Free Talk Live, see Flaming Freedom, and some other great shows are going to be there as well. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. You can learn more about the event. March 5th through the 8th in Manchester. It's at the Radisson Hotel, and I'm going to give you some simple instructions, and a few people have taken advantage of this so far because it's a pretty good deal. Simple instructions on how to get a Liberty Forum basic admission ticket for free. Now, the way you do that is you order 3 nights in the hotel. Easy. If you're going to go to Liberty Forum, you're going to want to be there all of the days.
And you're going to want a place to sleep.
Right. And it's nice to sleep in the same hotel because sometimes there's some drinking going on in the hotel. And if you can just get stumble into your room, that's a lot safer than driving or a lot cheaper than taking a cab. So you go and register for your room with the Radisson. Use code LF2015, LF for Liberty Forum, LF2015. When you're registering for 3 nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, you register for those 3 nights, then hit the forward button when you get the registration email confirmation. Forward that to me at ian@freetalklive.com, and then I will forward that on to the event administrator, the organizer of the event, and she will confirm that you will have a free ticket as a result of that. Simple, right? So nhlibertyforum.com, go learn more about the event. We'll look forward to seeing you there. There's going to be some awesome guest speakers like Ben Swan and Jeffrey Tucker and Patrick Byrne, the guy from Overstock.com, the first billion-dollar company to accept Bitcoin. He's going to be there hanging out and speaking at Liberty Forum, and dozens of other speakers as well. nhlibertyforum.com. Don't forget to use code LF2015 when reserving your room, and then send along the reservation to me at ian@freetalklive.com. But do it before the 12th. That is your deadline on this, and so don't delay. One of the other things that happens at the Liberty Forum, actually the day beforehand, I think, or the Thursday, the first day of Liberty Forum, one of the things that is on the official list of things to do is a carpool or like a bus tour or something like that that takes you up to Concord, which is, you know, what, 20, 30 minutes away or something like that. You go up to Concord, you go to the State House for a State House tour, where people like state reps who are freedom-oriented will actually take a large group of people who've never been to New Hampshire before, and they don't know how special things are with the political system here, how accessible it is. Like, you can walk in with a gun on your hip into the State House, and everything's fine here in New Hampshire. So there's cool things about the political scene here, and you'll learn a lot of those things when you go on the State House tour. And maybe you'll get to meet some other state reps, like Kyle Tasker. We're going to play the video here, which I promised at the very beginning of the show. This is from the Criminal Justice Committee. It was actually a couple weeks ago that this happened. It was one of the myriad of things that I just kind of put on the back burner. But, you know, civil disobedience like this is always good to examine and to, you know, to put out there. So he actually committed civil disobedience by pulling out cookies, a vaporizer, and tincture, and the video picks up sort of right as he's brought these items out. I wasn't able to get the camera operating quickly enough because I wasn't there recording any of the hearing. This was a two-hour-long hearing about creating a committee to study legalization. I wasn't interested in recording the entire two-hour hearing, but when I saw what Kyle was getting ready to do, I thought, oh, my God, I got to get my camera out for this, especially because there's a cop in the room, and I thought there was a chance that the cop might actually arrest him. Here's the audio.
So when we talk about health consequences, obviously these things need to be taken into account because there are no health consequences of these. You're not smoking it. And so you're dealing with THC, which is a proven safe medical product. It's been approved since 1997, I believe, for medicinal use. So we need to get away from this thinking we know everything about marijuana when we're legislating about it. Because after it passed the House, it went to Ways and Means, and Ways and Means was ready to say, all right, let's just get rid of the edibles. That'll make our job so much easier. What they don't realize is half the marijuana in Colorado right now is being used to make edible products. And if we get rid of the edible products, we're telling somebody, all right, we're going to legalize marijuana, but we're going to smoke it. We're going to literally tell people they have to smoke it. Now, from a public safety aspect, that's a terrible decision.
Now, he's right. Right? I mean, all the things he's saying so far are spot on. But one of the big scare tactics that the prohibitionists are using now that Colorado and Washington have legalized cannabis, actually now Alaska and Oregon, I believe, also in the most recent election have legalized cannabis, is that the children will get their hands on these pot cookies and pot brownies, and so therefore we need to make sure that these things are illegal. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that one could make the argument for alcohol. I mean, there's all kinds of rum cake comes to mind. Also, what's to stop a child from confusing vodka with water? I don't know if they could.
When they taste it, I guess.
Yeah, they just spit that right out. but, I mean, there are tasty things like wine coolers, for instance. I mean, what's to stop a child from confusing a wine cooler for a fruity drink?
How about a Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Right, those things. I mean, so these, there's really there's a lot of analogies here.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I like to use analogies when you're looking at situations because, you know, alcohol is a very dangerous drug, far more dangerous than marijuana is. And we're all worried about a kid getting a marijuana cookie. And I'm worried about a kid getting a marijuana cookie. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think people below a certain age should be exposed to these things unless it's for a medical purpose. However, I understand that, that you know, you don't want to stop people's rights to do things just because somebody might do something. Yes. Let's get rid of all the wine coolers because kids might want to drink them because they're blue or
something. They even have laws in New Hampshire, a law in New Hampshire that prohibits children from being on a beer label.
So the thing about cookies is it's worse under prohibition. Because people make their own pot cookies at home, and those do look like the regular cookies that kids would see. When you take away prohibition and allow companies to make pot cookies, they're going to brand it. Like, you didn't say hard lemonade, you said Mike's Hard Lemonade.
That's right.
Because it's branded, because that's what you would recognize as the particular drink. So if I'm looking for pot cookies, I'm going to see Mike's pot cookies. I'm not going to go and see random
cookies. But the fear is that somebody will buy these cookies and then leave them somewhere, and a kid's going to come pick them up and eat them. That could happen.
I just see
sure
it.
Sure could.
But beer bottles have particularly just a slightly more difficult bottle to open,
yeah.
Right? And so why couldn't cookies have a similar container? I'm just saying when you take away the prohibition, companies are going to think of these things and say, we want to have a clear branding. Mm-hmm. We want to put a cannabis leaf right on the cookie. We want to have a container that's a little more difficult to open, not like a bag of chips, but, you know, maybe something you have to use a scissors for.
Yeah, they're like what do they call that? That type of packaging that you can't get
childproof.
In. Well, not the childproof. The blister pack. Those things. Good Lord.
Because you get a blister trying to open the damn
thing.
Yeah, those are
I take scissors and cut them all three
right.
around the sides, and that's the only way you can get into those darn things.
Well, so those are some solutions, and that's what you're pointing out, Derek J., is that the market will come up with ideas to do this. But either way, there's risk. There's going to be risk involved. But hello, marijuana is already being made in the illegal markets into cookies and brownies and things like that. And so really the reason to have these edibles is to allow people choices to administer this particular drug, THC, and some of the other chemicals that are in cannabis, to administer it in the way that's more comfortable for them. And, of course, he also has the vaporizer out on the desk in front of him. Let's continue the audio here.
You can do it without any harmful effects of them whatsoever. Just drop underneath the tongue. But we're telling them, no, you're going to smoke that. It's criminal to actually think that the state would do that. So it's too easy to get into this idea that we know everything. We're gonna try to get a hold of it. We need to study it to make sure we understand that half the marijuana goes into animal products. And we need to include those. We can't just say, oh, well, it would be easier to not even do edibles. Because that's going to happen. Edibles is going to happen. We need to study this. We need to make sure we're on top of the issue. And we need to get more input than just... We have a very closed group of people, and not everybody's going to be an expert on marijuana. So we need to get as much information as possible. That's my only input.
Now, the committee is going to have a few things to say here in a moment. We'll play the remainder of this audio coming up here in hour number three. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So far, the committee looks serious about this, but it gets a little less serious here in just a moment. And more on the way here on Free Talk Live. Plus, dancing gets you
involved. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
on Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.